I keep checking my phone. I know that's rude to do on a date, but Riggs and I are past dating, aren't we? After 12 months, this is more than casual, but we haven't labeled it either. I'm 37, he's 35, but it's not even the age thing. I feel old, too old to be someone's girlfriend.
Are you expecting a call, Cora?
He asks, a dark brow raised, lifting a piece of spicy tuna to his mouth. Chopsticks in the air, he waves the waiter over, ordering us both more sake. I shake my head. No thanks, I'm good. Riggs frowns, knowing me. When we go out, I always have 3 glasses of wine and let him do the driving. It's our thing. Okay, so maybe I am his girlfriend. But tonight, I'm on edge. It's been hours since I've heard from Ezra. It's not like him.
Any idea of what he might be up to?
Riggs asks. He mentioned going to the soccer game tonight. Riggs shrugs.
You're the one who's constantly worried about his lack of a social life. Isn't this a good thing?
In theory, yes. But I know my son. He's slow and steady, methodical, a planner who takes his time, cautious, like me. Being gone since school let out on a Friday night is not his style. He had an AP English practice test after school, but that was hours ago. Maybe he met up with that group of guys I told you about, the ones who have stopped by a few times. I check the time on my phone. It's after 9. He hasn't texted once.
His phone probably died,
Riggs says, having a quick answer for everything. Which is one of the main reasons I like him so much. He's confident, sure of his place in the world, and has enough drive for both of us. I'm sure you're right. I turn my phone over, trying to be present. Isn't that what I'm always harping to my readers about? Less screen time. It's harder to put into practice than I let on in my weekly advice column.
Are the guys nice? The kids he is hanging out with?
I don't know, to be honest. They don't go to school together. Ezra doesn't say much about them. I twist my lips, remembering last month when I asked him where he met these guys, what their names were, why I've never seen them before. He gave me short answers. They met at the gym. Their names are Jonas and Pratt. They have jobs. He wanted to change the topic. Now, so do I. Ezra is growing up. Maybe this is part of letting him stretch his wings. New topic, I say, turning the conversation back on Riggs. Your latest piece in the Tribune went over well. I read some of the comments online. Everyone seemed really...
opinionated?
Riggs gives me a half smile. The kind I fell for when we met at a writing retreat on Orcas Island last summer. He was the teacher. I was the student. He's the opposite of the only other man I've ever been with. Wry and witty and worldly. Riggs Ashford looks like he was pulled from The Great Gatsby, a writer with style, and a way with words that makes me swoon. I may not be his girlfriend, but I certainly enjoy being his lover. Gun control is a hot-button issue. The comments didn't surprise me. It was the way that you delivered it. It was really powerful.
I'm not naive enough to think it will change anything.
Riggs gives a slight shake of his head. Don't be so defeatist, I say. You never know who might read your words and rethink their stance. He takes a drink of his sake.
Is that what you hope when you write?
I run a hand over the back of my neck, hot, feeling judged. I know my column isn't revolutionary,